20s, it'll be covering flappers, nightlife, and mobsters and the progression. So basically, in the 1920s was an era when young women decided that they didn't want to have society's label, and they decided to label themselves as flappers. Flappers are young women known for their energetic freedom, who embraced a lifestyle viewed by many at the time as outrageous and not of a young woman. Because they wore short dresses, danced in public to jazz music, and smoked cigarettes, among other things, they didn't tie their shoes, they spoke slang, they just had a lot of things that society didn't accept. The way they affected or changed society, basically, they gave women a little bit more freedom to do things that a man would do, like listen to jazz or smoke. They wore makeup, they had their own language. Basically, they were just given a little bit more freedom during this time. Nixon, are you here?
What's up?
I have a question. Do you think it was right for society to judge the women or girls for choosing this lifestyle?
Yes and no. I'm really on the yes side because, for example, Christians and different religions and certain people or like a community, they would see flappers as a, how do I say this? They would see them as an inappropriate example for their kids. And like, yes, they have free, yes, they're showing how they deserve freedom and they don't care and all that stuff, but it shouldn't be an excuse to be accepted by society as a whole.
I get where you're coming from. Okay. But I think that society really didn't have a right to judge them. I mean, they had a right to judge them, but not in the way that they did, like label them and like women would cover their children's faces when they walked past them because they just thought it was so disrespectful what they were doing.
I would too.
Okay.
I would too.
Okay. Do you think our society in 2019 would accept flappers?
Yeah, like it's no other, because look at Instagram, for example. It's full of, you know,
okay.
the wrong portrayed. Like, look, we have a weird way of looking at the world now. Like, we accept all types of people, so it doesn't really... Flappers would really, like, fit in, like, nothing. Like, it would feel like it's
flappers, nothing. Flappers were, like, I feel like flappers evolved into, like, the normal woman. Like...
Yeah, thought.
In some ways, because, like, I mean, for me, society would not accept flappers the way they were back then. But with most definitely, like, if they evolved and they weren't as, like... Like, they didn't dress the way they did back then, but, like, if they still had the actions of today, like, if they had the actions of the way we act, then I think that they would be accepted, because you're right. Like, we accept anybody now. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it wouldn't matter now.
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter nowadays. But, so... There's also a topic here that says city night life in the 1920s. Basically in the 1920s, there was something called the progression era, where they didn't allow alcohol. Like, alcohol was illegal. The transport of alcohol was illegal, and clubs were not allowed to sell them. So the clubs were not allowed to exist, and they were not allowed. They were called spokeasies or speakeasies. I'm not really sure how to say that word. Speakeasies. Okay, so they're called speakeasies. They're called speakeasies. My mom just told me. they had saloons where women were not allowed. they were really restricted. There was not much to do, and a lot of places were closed early. And here are some talking points. Could you live like that? Like, could you stay in all night and not really have anything to do at night? Like,
no.
Let's say it's Friday night.
Nah, I gotta do something. Like, I don't gotta go to the club or nothing, because of course I'm not of age, but you know, I gotta do something, you know? Like, gotta go to the movies, gotta eat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta do something.
Yeah, also, do you think, like, if you were of age and you were, like, that old, do you think that you could, like, if you've had alcohol and, like, you were addicted to it, do you think that you could go without alcohol?
Well, if I'm addicted to something, nah. Nah, I need it, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna be a safe alcoholic, bro. A safe alcoholic, bro. So, yeah.
Do you have questions about the city life in the 1920s that you want to ask me?
How would you spend your weekends?
Me? I mean, yep. I'm kind of a homebody already. So, like, I would just stay home, like, have friends over. Like, I feel like they would have to have, like, a lot of parties because, like, you know, places close early. So, I feel like in the 1920s, a lot of people became closer because, like, if you're not really doing anything, you're gonna have like a lot more parties. Like you want people to be around you since like you're not allowed to go out at night. So that's what I think would happen. Okay. So there's one other topic here that we have, and it's I think that says gangsters. Yeah, that says gangsters and prohibition. And
like, yeah.
Okay. And right. Okay. So, prohibition started in January of 1920, I think that is. It says, but while reform rejoiced, former gangsters such as Al Capone capitalized and profited on the illegal sale of alcohol. Firstly, if you met Al Capone, what would you do?
Wait, say that one more time.
If you met Al Capone.
If I drank alcohol?
No. Like, let's say that, you know, let's just say that you're walking down the street and you bumped into this man. How would you feel? It's Al Capone.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, so... You know, I'm gonna say my sorries, you know what I'm saying? And it's a walk off like that never happened. But unless, you know, he can off. Huh?
What if he's like off with your head, like the moment, like you hit him?
I mean, if you wanna get hostile, I'm gonna have to get hostile, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't raised no B, if you know what I mean? So I'm about to do what I gotta do to him. I'm about to do it to him, so.
I'm pretending like you didn't say that, but okay.
You said what?
I'm pretending like you didn't just say that.
I'm gonna do it to him. You don't understand.
Do you? Okay, so I have another question. If alcohol wasn't illegal, do you think he would have had the empire he had?
Probably. I say that because, I don't know. Alcohol has a really big influence on people, morally on the adults, and yeah, it would have a big impact.
And those crazy little teenagers who think everything. Hey.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
You cannot say mm-hmm. But okay.
What do you mean? I'm not. You think I drink or something? I don't roll that way, Mo. I don't roll that way.
You don't drink, but you know, we now, both know.
I don't know. So, oh no.
Okay. I have this question. And then I'm gonna ask you if you, I mean, you can ask me questions if you want. How would you view alcohol if it was still illegal today? Like, if your parents never drank alcohol, like, the only person in your family who would have drunk any alcohol was, like, your great grandma.
I would see alcohol as, like, a, more as a tradition than a normal basis thing because if no one else is drinking except for, like, your great grandmother, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, there must be a reason for that, so I'd probably drink it on like a very special occasion, like
Like, what if it was, like, very hard to find? It was, like, really expensive and stuff.
I mean, it's still occasional, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, like, once, like, probably, like, a sip a year. Like, whoa, I might have to, because that's, hey.
I feel like if alcohol was still illegal, I feel like I wouldn't have any views on it. Like, what's illegal today, but, like, we've never seen it.
Go ahead.
I feel like if it was illegal and, like, no one in my family has ever, like, used it or talked about it, I feel like, honestly, I would have no real interest in what it is or what it's doing, or, like, what they do with it, because I feel like it wouldn't even pertain to me. Like, if it's illegal, I'm not gonna do it. So,
I mean, just hypothetically speaking, let's say that is illegal, right? So is marijuana in this state, you know, unless you have permission to use it or authority to use it and stuff. But hey, we still use it. I'm not saying I use it. I'm not saying you use it. But I'm saying, you know, a good majority of people use it. So since that's illegal, you know what I'm saying, gives people a more feeling to go for, since, you know, it's bad, you know what I'm saying? We all want a thrill, you know what I'm saying? That's just living life and stuff. So, you know, I might have to go after alcohol too, you know what I'm saying? Like, why it's illegal, you know? So, yeah.
I have one other question.
What?
Do you think that the prohibition era helped the society or made it worse?
It helped it a lot, because if we didn't have it, we wouldn't have a reason to fight for it in the first place. And that gave us, it gave us, like, a reason to fight for something. So then we ended up fighting for more things in the near future from that time. So I'm kind of glad that happened, because, you know what I'm saying, if we didn't have it, I think life now would have gotten worse, because people would have tried different things with alcohol, some very, very sick things with alcohol. And, you know, I'm kind of glad we had to fight for what we wanted, you know?
I mean, to be honest, I really don't think that prohibition works. Like, we still have alcohol now. And, like, they're saying that, like, alcohol, like, leads to fights and, like, corruption.
I mean, there's always going to be somebody that abuses something.
Even if they didn't, when they didn't have alcohol, they used other things for corruption.
I mean, you know, you gotta find that buzz. But, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but it's like, yeah, everybody's gonna do something different. Someone's always gonna abuse something. Someone's always gonna do something on occasion. Someone's always gonna be more timid or less timid about something. It's all, you know what I'm saying? We all can't control people. You know, people do things, very weird things. You know?
Do you have any other questions about any other topic that we have discussed today?
Yeah. What do you view? How do you view alcohol now?
In my family, no one drinks alcohol. Well, in my immediate family, no one drinks alcohol. So I don't really view it any type of way. I just know that, like, I'm not going to drink it because I don't think my parents should do it.
So you wouldn't drink when you get older?
No. I mean, I don't do things that my parents don't do, mostly. Like,
okay.
I mirror my parents, kind of. Like, if I see my mom doing something, I'm going to want to try it. But if my mom's not doing it, and it doesn't, like, other people, if I see other people reaction when they do it and it's not good, I don't want to do it.
Okay, all right.
How do you go?
I view it as something that I don't plan on doing now until I feel responsible enough to go after it. So okay. I see it as a waiting period for me, if that makes sense. I'm not gonna
do
be
you
like
think,
be like alcohol, but you know, I'm just gonna try it out, see how I respond to it, and you know, bam bop.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't just say bam bop.
Bam bop, bro. Bam so, bop.
We're gonna end this here.
Alright, let me do that. Let me do the editing, bro. Let me do the
editing. Editing? There is no editing.
Yes, there is. You can always edit a podcast.
Not this podcast.
You serious? Oh, all right, Gloria.
Well, thank you for listening to our podcast, Mr. Quinn, because you're the only one in the class who will be listening to it.
I hope he does listen to it. What if he doesn't? What if he like listens to like 5 minutes and like, I don't want to listen to this no more?
I don't think I'm fine with you because there's a lot of students. But thank you for listening to our podcast, and I want an A. So, yeah. Thank you.
Peace. Yeah.